Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Kathy Sparrow. She's a self-leadership expert and message strategist. She's lead author of Ignite Your Leadership, proven tools for leaders to energize teams, fuel momentum, and accelerate results. She's talking to us today about her own chapter, The Power of Your Story, discovering your why and dissolving your why nots, which, of course, is included in this leadership anthology. So welcome, Kathy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the book itself and who the book is for.
So I look at the book, it's a leadership anthology, and all of the authors met at one of Jack Canfield's, or we met at Jack Canfield's advanced trainings. And it came about because I've been in publishing for many decades, and somebody said, you ought to do a book for us. And so I, after being asked about three times, I finally said, Uncle, I get the message. And I pulled a partner in, Neil Raymond, who's from Australia. And so we met over a series of months, picked our the people we wanted to invite into the project. And it took us about 2.5 years to really get to the final product. And each one of us brings to the project our own expertise. My section is really about self-leadership because that's where our leadership starts. I believe that everyone is a leader, whether you're leading your family, you're leading a community group, you have a team in a corporation, or you're in a classroom. We're all leaders. And I also teach at the university level, and I instill in my students who are first-year college students, and I teach them writing, and I say, you are leaders. You are the future of our country, and you need to be stepping into your game. So my chapter is about that why that drives us to get out of bed in the morning, that keeps us going when we think we can't take another step to finish one more thing for a project, and also addresses the why nots, which are those obstacles that get in the way of our why.
Mm. Now, could you give us maybe a little tip about how someone could discover their why? We don't want you to give it all away, but maybe a little tip as to how somebody can discover their why.
So if there's an idea that comes, I would say, as an inspired action, or it just kind of hits out of the middle of nowhere. I've had book titles come to me when I've been walking, or I've had ideas when I'm on the yoga mat, and when I'm thinking about something else and it filters in and I get excited about it, that is a cue for me to keep going. There also can be a little, if it's exciting and a little frightening at the same time, that's definitely a cue that there's something behind that, because it's going to stretch, those kind of ideas stretch us beyond where we're at, our comfort zone, beyond our edge. And those are usually things that need to be brought into the world.
Now, you mentioned that you have some co-authors. Can you tell us about who they are?
Oh, yeah. They're all friends. I have Neil Raymond, as I said, from Australia. Pete Winiarski, who's from Connecticut. Amina Makhdoum, who now lives in Illinois. Jane Ransom. Lyndon Kidd. I'm going to skip their locations. But we have basically eight authors from the U.S. And then Sergio Sedas from Mexico. Yaroslav Prusov from the Czech Republic, Sally Dooley from Australia, Natalie Osborne.
Say now, you have all of these wonderful minds, and they're all coming together on leadership. What would you say is your, or was your, biggest leadership lesson?
Oh, my biggest leadership lesson was having to make some decisions that were outside of my comfort zone, because I was dealing with friends. I had to think about the integrity of the project as a whole and how some of the decisions I had to make would benefit everyone and not just one or two. And that was always my my goal, was to make this a good project for everybody, so that everyone would get the exposure they needed for their work. They're all brilliant leaders in their own right, and they have a level of service that, you know, exceeds probably the norm. We are all devoted to helping people grow into who they can be. I know for myself, it's about really helping people express who they are and having that courage and awareness to be expressive of who we are and what we're here to do, our message and our mission.
Well, Kathy, when can we see the book? Is the book published now? Is it upcoming?
Yeah. No, we launched last week. We are international best-selling authors, and it is on Amazon. And it's launched in Mexico and the United States. UK is coming soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but I know it's any day now. And it's Ignite Your Leadership, Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Teams, Fuel Momentum, and Accelerate Results.
Well, great, Kathy. I want to tell our listeners that they can find out more about Kathy Sparrow, self-leadership expert, very important. And of course, the book, Ignite Your Leadership, on the website, KathySparrow.com. That's Kathy with a K, Sparrow like the bird, KathySparrow.com. You can request a complimentary strategy session to discover your why and dissolve your why not by emailing Kathy directly at Kathy, again with a K, Kathy at KathySparrow.com. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.